It's the Edinburgh Man Podcast, podcast number 281. Apologies, I'm going to upload this a little bit later than normal. I'm not going to upload this on the Thursday night. It's going to be in the Friday morning because I spent too long looking at Bitcoin charts today and reading Reddit, which isn't very healthy, but it's been great fun. Anyway, today, so if you've listened to the podcast over the last 8 years, is that right? Hang on a second, let me just figure this out. Because this is kind of important, it has a relevance to the show. I think it is 8 years. We started in February 2010, and it's now 2018. So the podcast is 8 years old this month. And what I used to do is I used to do a podcast every week. And then when it got to Christmas, I was worn out, and then I took January off. The other reason for taking January off was what seemed to happen was that the number of new releases would dry up, particularly in December, but also towards the start of the year, which meant that there wasn't a whole lot of stuff new to play throughout January. So I used to take January off, and then when I came back in February, there'd be loads of new stuff to play, which was great. Last week, I did five podcasts, which admittedly featured five tracks from last year in each of those shows. Let's not get into that again, that was confusing. But I did play two or three, maybe a bit more, even new tracks in each episode, which means I've kind of exhausted my list of new stuff to play, so I had to think. I thought, right, it's 8 years old. It's not a big anniversary or anything, but 8 years old. So I will go back and I will play something from the podcast's episodes in the past. So I'm going to go through to every podcast from the first week of every first podcast from February over the years, and I will play a random track. Well, not a random track. I will choose a track and I will play that. I'm not going to do, however, the very first podcast because I can't find it. What happened was I used to host it somewhere else for the first five episodes, and also the first five episodes I think I recorded on the microphone on my MacBook, so I don't know where they are. I'm sure they are somewhere. At some point I will dig them out. I'll make sure they're on the website so you can get them for prosperity and for archival purposes. But I can't find it, so I don't know what those ones were. I suppose I could have done some investigation, but I didn't. So let's go. Let's start in 2011. From roughly the first anniversary of the podcast, Edinburgh Man number 42. I'm going to play Magnetic Island from New York. I love Magnetic Island. They had a great album that came out a couple of years after this track. The album was just called Magnetic Island, and it's at magneticisland.bandcamp.com. And this is Shake the Fog. Yeah, this is wonderful.
Distance. I could make you out, no, something wrong.
plundering the archives on Edinburgh Man. This week, Edinburgh Man number 281, I think. That's Shake the Fog Bag, Magnetic Island, which is Lisa Liu. And she's released stuff under the name Las Lanas as well. Do a search for her on Bandcamp, and you can get some more stuff there. All the stuff she does is fantastic. So what am I going to do now? That was Edinburgh Man number 42, which was back in, February the 3rd, 2011. If you wish to, you can go back at edinburghman.com. I've redone the website, actually. I just put a new WordPress theme in it. It looks a little bit more modern, and it works on phones and iPads as well, which is useful. Sorry, there was a random dog barking there that confused me. I've taken out links, some of the links that are broken and stuff like that. Anyway, edinburghman.com, you can look up that. Podcast number 42. What else did I play that week? I played some Schwervon, I played some Corin Tucker Band, Shambles Miller, and The Sons. I was going to play that one. I thought I was going to play The Sons. Am I going to play another? What shall I? I kind of get a little confused here. Let's play another track from that. Yeah, there's loads of good stuff on that podcast. I'm going to play another track from that. So you heard Magnetic Island and Shake the Fog, and I'm going to play The Sons because that's a brilliant track as well. Dogs, Boys and Men, and it's from the debut album by The Sons. Which you can get at thesun.bandcamp.com. So let's play that. This is Dogs, Boys and Men. You can download this track for free on the website. You can get the digital album for £4. The CD is sold out, so you're stuffed with that. That's because it's like, I don't know, 7 years old. This is The Sons. The Sons and Dogs, Boys and Men, and that was from the debut album The Sons, which you can get at thesun.bandcamp.com. That was played in podcast number 42, a long time ago in 2011. They had a track on the vinyl release on Olive Grove Records last year, which you can also get if you go to thesuns.bandcamp.com. It says here that the vinyl is only £6. My goodness. It also features tracks by Joe Mango, Call to Mind and the State Broadcasters. It's an EP, so yeah. You can do that also at sun.bandcamp.com. Right, let's skip forward to Edinburgh Man number 81, as featured in... I think, yes, this is right. Oh no, the link on the podcast doesn't work. It says it's a missing plugin. Oh, it needs Adobe Flash. Oh dear, I'll have to fix the link. Edinburgh Man number 81 was February the 2nd, 2012. There's not much exciting. I'm reading the blog post here. It's just boring gibberish. On this episode, I played tracks by Shushu, My Tiny Robot, Shuevon, Random Sleep, Former Babies, and Conveyor. All great stuff. I'm going to play a ship tune track because I seem to remember at the time I played this and somebody slagged me off on the Twitter when I played it. I can't remember who it was. It will come back to me. Anyway, this is Victory Road, and I really loved it, apart from the fact I'm a big fan of chiptune, because I love retro gaming. But I loved it because of the name of the track. This is Success is a Sexy Mess by Victory Road. Sydney in Australia, that's a Victory Road, and the track Success is a Sexy Mess. It says here on the Bandcamp page, which is v-road.bandcamp.com, I saw this phrase on a shampoo bottle once. Interesting. And that's from the album for the EP, or is it the album? The EP Four Chord Tropes for Dopes, which is a free download if you go to v-road.bandcamp.com. And like I say, it was played on podcast number 81 all the way back at February the 2nd, 2012. Right, let's skip forward. To February the 5th, 2013, Edinburgh Man number 118. Wow, we're getting really far ahead now. What track am I going to play? I'm looking at stuff. I played on this track. I played Randolph's Leap. I played Spyro in the Workshop. Uniform Motion. Tell you what, I'm going to play this Zebruder Point track, Longevity Blues, which I think was an EP or a single at the time, but now you can get on a compilation album. Zebruder Point are from Chicago, I think. This is from memory, but they produced some wonderful EPs and 7-inch singles, but they also did a compilation album which had all of their stuff on it called Clicks and Whistles. You can go to zebruderpoint.bandcamp.com. Which track am I going to play? I'm going to play Longevity Blues. Yeah.
sleep for the lies fashioned by the stars, sort of dim she lies, while your party's still stumbling blind. Pull me up to Lakeshore Drive.
That's Longevity Blues by Zebrida Point, as played on podcast number 118, all the way back in 2013 or something like that. You can get it if you go to zebridapoint.bandcamp.com. You can get it on the compilation album Clicks and Whistles, but there's also a set of four CD, a set of four 7-inch singles, of all the 7-inch singles that they produced, and that's for $15, which seems like a damn good deal to me, that you should get, and one of them is that single. And it's great. Right, what we're going to jump forward a year to podcast number 155 in February 6th, 2014. What did we play on this show? We played Merceau, we played more Shushu, more Conveyor, a brilliant track by Blood of the Bull, and Waylong Thornton, Last Lanas, another track by Lisa Liu there from Magnetic Island. Let's play the track. Which one am I going to play, actually? Oh dear. I don't think I'd. I've got them all available here, so I could choose which one I'm going to do. I'm going to play Waylong Thornton and Screaming at You. That's Waylong Thornton and the Heavy Hands, and they're from Florida. And the track I played was from the album Garage Rock. I played Screaming at You, and I think that was one of the tracks that we featured on the podcast where it was. I played all of the short tracks on the podcast. I might be getting this wrong, but I think it was like about 45 minutes or an hour long, the podcast, and I played something like 45 tracks in it. I got the playlist of all the tracks I'd ever played on the show and sorted them by length and started at the shortest and carried on going till I think up to a minute or something like that. It was great fun. It was a really good podcast. I'll try and find, while I'm playing the next track, I'll try and find the details for that podcast. So if you want to go back and listen to that, you can do, because that was great fun. What was that? What was that podcast number 155? For podcast 155 on February 6th, 2014, Waylong Thornton and the Heavy Hands and Screaming at You. Skip forward another year to podcast 191. On February the 5th, 2015, what do we got here? We have a picture of, I think it's a picture of the Suns on the picture there. Yes, it is a picture of the Suns on the podcast featured image. And I played tracks by Deerhoof, by the Suns, obviously, by Gleema, Le Thug. I'm going to play a track by Japanese artist Sia Yamamoto. This is Wildcat Stomp. Sia Yamamoto, Wildcat Stomp, which you can get at Monomix, in brackets, which you can get at Momosia at momo-sei.bandcamp.com. It's a name your price, so you can get it there. It was played on podcast number 191 all the way back in 2015. What I'm doing tonight on the show is playing tracks, plundering the archives, because I don't have enough new stuff, enough new interesting stuff to play on a show this week. So I'm plundering the archives, going back, because February 2010 was, I think, the podcast started, the month the podcast started. So that's 8 years ago. So going back and playing tracks from podcasts from Februarys of previous years. Right, let's skip forward again. Podcast number 224 was February the 10th, 2018. Seems to have a picture of Enderman Jr. clearing snow out for us, clearing a pathetic covering of snow outside the house. Play tracks by Mountain Goats, Leggy, Spot Collins, Bikini Jesus. What track am I going to play? I'm going to play a track from Great Thunder and Radiator Hospital. It was the Great Thunder and Radiator Hospital wedding album that Radiator Hospital, obviously, and Great Thunder did together. It's a great album of great tracks, and they played some stuff of each other's and stuff together, and it was all wonderful. I'm going to play Big Cloud, from Edinburgh Man 224.
Dark sky, dark sky, up, up, up.
Big Cloud from the Great Thunder and Radiator Hospital wedding album. Go to radiatorhospital.bandcamp.com and you can get it there. And it is Name Your Price, so you can't say fairer than that. There's 10 tracks on there, and they are wonderful. It's a great album. One more track to go, because we've now got up to 2017, which was Edinburgh Man 251. So I guess that means we've done 30 since this time last year. That's not bad, is it? Sorry, it's not 52. 30 podcasts in a year. It's probably better than I thought we'd ever do in the last year. And it was a live one as well. This is the first live podcast in ages. I need to figure out how to get the live stuff done. Somebody suggested I should do a Patreon so I could pay for it. Could be used to pay for Mixlr. I don't know how to do that at all. I don't know how. I mean, it sounds complicated to set up a Patreon thing. I'm sure it isn't. I'm sure it's really easy. I can't imagine anybody would want to give money to the podcast. If you do, though, I created a donation page, and hilariously, you can only donate in Bitcoin, which is probably worthless by the time this podcast goes out. But I couldn't figure out how to. Well, I couldn't. I had no time or inclination to set up any sort of payment system. So if you wish to donate the podcast, you can do if you go to edinburghman.com/donate. But, you know, don't feel compelled to. Please don't feel compelled to, because it's a shambling mess that you shouldn't have to pay for. But yeah, so I need to sort that out, and whether I do it through Mixlr. And the only reason why I don't, I kind of feel, the thing about Mixlr is it works great, but it costs $9.99 a month. And you, for $9.99 a month, you can do 3 hours of live streaming a day. And I do, all I want is half an hour a week. And it just kind of feels like, I mean, I'm sure that still works out only £2.50 a show, but it's it just kind of galls me a bit that I'm not using the full potential of it. So I don't know. I'll have to figure out how if I can do the live thing and what sort of tech I might use or anything like that. Anyway, I'm going to play. What am I going to play off this on this podcast, which was number 251? I played stuff by Massot, by the Paperback Throne. I think I'm going to play a track by Let's. End with some noisy. Let's end with Pressure Pot by Rat Cage. From the 7-inch single Caged Like Rats by Rat Cage. There's only 4 of those left. If you go to laviesunmus.bandcamp.com, laviesunmus. Go to edinburghman.com, look up podcast number 281. You can get all the links there. It's on La Vida Es Un Mus Discos Records, who produce a prolific amount of punk singles. It's from the single Cage Like Rats, like I say, by Rat Cage. There's 6 tracks on there. Somehow they managed to squeeze 6 tracks onto a 7-inch single. Well done. It's a black vinyl and green sleeve, it says here. I don't know why I bothered reading that. But there's only 4 left. If you follow the links at edinburghman.com, you can get that. You can also buy the digital one for $2. Not £2, rather. Right, thanks very much for listening to this cheeky podcast where I just plundered the archives and played stuff I'd played before. But like I say, I didn't really have enough new releases that I wanted to play. to pad out a show. So not to pad out a show, to fill an exciting show. So the podcast will return next week, 282. Hopefully I'll get this uploaded. No, next week I will get it uploaded on the Thursday night. This one is not going to get uploaded on the Thursday night, so apologies for that. And I'll see you next time.